Hey guys, and welcome back to season 3, episode number 5 of Legal Mumbo Jumbo. My name is Ashley Nicole Green. I'm a family law and divorce attorney here in the Houston and surrounding areas. And if you've been around for a little bit here, I'm in season 3. You know I'm talking about my favorite client successes and wins and their journey to freedom. So the last time I was on the mic, it was actually in May. And so I am trying to do a little bit of catch up here. June was a crazy busy month for me. July is just as crazy. I feel like I've been going to graduations, birthday parties, family reunions, parties in general, celebrations, weddings, and I'm excited for it, but I also need a little bit of a breather. So if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'm sending some positive vibes your way and some recharging energy. But today I'm going to talk about a client that's going to be a little bit different from what I've talked about. And this is actually going to be a story about two people's journey to freedom and their win, so to speak, and their success. And so let's go ahead and jump into story time. So as I always say, for the sake of confidentiality, I will not share my client's name, but I'm going to call her Nicole, and I'm going to call him Jason. So Jason and Nicole. All right, and you'll realize once I get into the story time why I have named two people instead of just one. So this client, Nicole, came to me actually last year around October 2022. She reached out because she saw that I did divorce coaching and kind of getting a case prepared for divorce, some things to start gathering, some things to look for before you actually dive into the divorce process and you're feeling like you can't get, you know, your bearings underneath you. So she actually came to me with the idea of doing the divorce coaching. During it, I could tell that she was really struggling, right? Nicole was really struggling with the idea of divorce, the idea of losing her marriage, the idea of starting over, the idea of, you know, the unknown. And as we were working through the divorce coaching process of things that she needs to consider or do, I just kind of stepped back at one point and said, look, you know, is this truly something that is over or could you work on it? And in that moment, she said, no, Ashley, it's done, right? Like, we're done. I've tried. And just to give a little bit of a backstory, Nicole had been married to Jason for 22 years. They were in a marriage. They had grown children. So they had children that were adult age. They had a beautiful life. She was a nurse. He was working, I believe, like in the offshore, and you know, they did well for themselves. Like, they had multiple homes, they had multiple vehicles, they had a good retirement, they had a good savings, and they were at the end, right, of their work history, right? They were going towards retirement, and she really just wanted to like enjoy her life, right? And her husband was doing a lot of things that concerned her as far as like withdrawing from the marriage, not, you know, being participating in events, not being willing to do things with her, just not putting in the effort anymore. And she felt that withdrawal. And she had mentioned to him before, you know, Jason, let's go to counseling. Jason, let's go on a trip. Let's go on vacation. Let's get something to have us, like, you know, recenter ourselves. And every time Nicole asked, Jason said, no. You know, there's nothing wrong. We're fine. We don't need to do this. And then Nicole became very leery and she stepped back. And that's actually whenever she reached out to me, because Jason actually started transferring property into his child before their marriage's name. And she felt like, you know, wait a minute. I don't know if he's steering up for a divorce. Like, I need to protect myself. I need to make sure that I'm not going to be without anything. And so that's really kind of what charged her to start looking at protecting herself, especially with him, you know, transferring assets. And she wanted to make sure that she wasn't going to be in a situation where assets were transferred and then she wasn't able to attack it in the future because she waited too long, right? So anyways, Going back to where I left off, so she came to me, we talked, and she's like, no, we tried, I tried to tell him to go to counseling, I tried to tell him to do these things, and it's not gonna work. And so I said, look, it's the end of the year, it's October, why don't you wait until you get through the holiday season? Let's see what happens once you do that, and then I want you to contact me back in January of 2022. Or sorry, January 2023, to see if we really need to kind of gear up for filing for divorce. And so I gave her the list of other things to do as far as the divorce coaching to get her through the end of the year. And then January 2023 came, I didn't hear from her. So I said, okay, maybe everything went good, right? Then in February, I hear from her and I'm like, oh goodness, what happened? And she tells me that she's ready to file for divorce. And so I said, are you sure? And she said, yes. I tried everything you said. It just didn't work, Ashley. So I said, okay, Nicole, let's do this. So we filed a petition for the divorce, and she wanted to start off as an uncontested divorce, because she wanted to give them an opportunity to try to reach an agreement on the issues without it becoming too messy and too costly and too drawn out. And so that's what we did. So we filed the uncontested. The 60-day waiting period expired, and I reached out and I said, okay, it's time to start, getting the final agreement finalized so that we can go ahead and get this decree sent over to the other side. And so the funny thing was that throughout this whole process, Jason knew that she filed for divorce. Jason knew because she had told him, like, hey, I've filed for divorce. I've found an attorney. They had sat down to some extent and talked about the terms of what they were going to agree to as far as like the property and the debts and what have you. And so I typed up this 25, 30 page decree. She signs it. I email it to him. He even says, ah, yeah, send it to my email. The day I sent it to his email is the day the light bulb went off in Jason's mind. And I think he realized at that moment, like, oh, this is serious. Like, she actually filed. This wasn't just her talking, right? And so Jason responds to me and says, I'm not basically acknowledging this. I'm not in agreement with this. I'm not acknowledging that I even got this email. So I'm like, oh goodness. So I reach out to Nicole and I'm like, look, what do you want to do? This is what he's saying. And so I said, maybe this is the light bulb that he needed. Maybe this is the sign that he needed. I don't know if you want to try to like revisit the conversation of counseling and just working on your marriage. And so she said, you know what? I do. And I said, okay, all game, let's go. I said, so we're gonna place your case on a brief hold. So I gave her the whole period that we allow in our office, and I said, I want you to see if he is going to be actually willing to go to counseling and things. And so fast forward, she calls me and says, oh my goodness, he decided to go to counseling. And I said, okay, great. We're one step in. Let's keep going. And during this time, I said we can stop the divorce process altogether, or we can just keep it on hold with the period of time that I told you we would. And this will allow for you to continue to work towards, rehabbing, so to speak, your marriage. But at the same time, knowing that if it goes south, that you have this as a backup option. And so she decided that that was a good idea. And so at the end of her hold period, which was 60 days, so it was 2 months I gave her to figure out what we were going to do, because I needed to, update the court and things. She told me that he had been to multiple sessions. Jason was actually like involved in the counseling session. He wasn't just sitting there. He was taking ownership for some things that he had done in the marriage. She was taking ownership for some things. They were talking about ways that they could do things better, communicate better, prioritize their marriage better. They talked about some of the things that she always wanted, which was like going on trips, date night, pillow talk, just things that we sometimes get away from whenever we're in the, hustle and bustle of everyday life, and kind of the stressors of life, and we forget that our marriage is a relationship and we have to nurture it. We have to water it and give it some love so that it can continue to grow and blossom and not shrivel up and, you know, die, so to speak. And so, yeah, I'm happy to report that as even of today, okay, and it's been a few months since we decided to dismiss her case. She is still flourishing. Jason and Nicole are doing amazing. I am so proud of them. I actually spoke to Nicole not too long ago just to kind of check in and say, hey, how things are going. And she says, they're going great. I can't even believe that this was like the turn that we needed in our relationship, but it's exactly what they needed. And I stopped and I said, you know what, this would be a great story to share with you guys, because not all times that, you know, I meet clients is divorce necessary. Sometimes it's sad to say, but sometimes you have to show a person in your relationship that you're willing to go that route, but that's not the route that ultimately you want to go with, right? And that you have the courage to do it because you respect yourself, you respect the future that you're entitled to, and you want better for yourself. And sometimes we lose sight of that in our relationship because we start living more as roommates and as friends and as people that we feel we have an obligation to stay with. And we don't realize that it's a privilege, right? It's a privilege to be in a relationship with our spouse. And we need to honor that privilege. We need to honor our marriage, water our relationship with some good old date nights and counseling when necessary, quiet time, love pillow talk, whatever is your jam, right? Just making sure that you're taking the time to do that. And so I hope this is encouraging to those of you who are still wanting to hold on to your marriage. You're not at the point of really, really wanting to go through a divorce, but you're stuck, right? Because you want better. You want something to kind of be eye-opening that put your marriage back in the state of where it was many years ago, but you don't want to throw away, like for Nicole, a 20-year marriage, 20-plus year marriage, or even a one-year marriage. Like, it doesn't matter. We all have the ups and downs. My husband and I have been together for over coming up on a decade. And we definitely have our challenges, but I think because I'm in this work, I recognize the times whenever I'm not prioritizing my marriage, or if I feel that he's, you know, hasn't been watering our marriage. And so I'm vocal about it. I'll say, we need a date night, or we need some time, or I need some love, or I need a hug, you know. And he kind of jokes at me because he says I'm needy at times. But then like 5 seconds later, I'll say, okay, that's enough. I need to go back to work. But in all seriousness, I really do hope that this helps you in knowing that sometimes you can find an attorney that is not always the bulldog ready to break up a marriage, but sometimes is the light that you need to start the process, but to also guide you and tell you when it's time to pull back and work on your marriage and allow for your spouse to see the realization that you are strong enough to do it and that you did it, and that if they don't change, that you are willing to go through with it. And so with that being said, if you are in this situation and you want to chat, or if you really just want to go through some divorce coaching or hire me for a divorce, what have you, child custody, adoption, all that, different options, I have included in the show notes the information to schedule a case evaluation over the phone with me so that we can chat to figure out what your options are and what you could possibly pursue. With that being said, as always, take care until next time. Bye for now.